Brahma Shiva. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Most respected, dear family members, my pranams to you. Today we will be discussing about Grihya Sutra, which is a part of 6th Vedanga known as Kalpa Shastra. As we told you earlier, Kalpa Shastra has got Srauta Sutra, Dharma Sutra, Grihya Sutra, Pitrameda Sutra and Sulba Sutra, 5 parts, of which detailed description have been given about Dharma Shastra or Dharma Sutra, because that is the base of a nation, that is the base of our culture. Hindu Dharma means Dharma Shastra. And next comes the family related dharmic value performance and description. They are all coming in Grihya Sutra. Grihastha means those who are living a family life. So the customs and rituals and the traditions to be followed by the wife and husband plus the children. That is explained in Grihya Sutra. When we are asking the question, what are the basis of the family way of life? After Brahmacharya comes Grihastha, then comes Vanaprastha and Sannyasa and so on. So Grihastha means almost from 20-25 years of age up to 55, a man or a woman will be marrying, procreating the children, nurturing them, giving them education. And when they get married, generally the role of the parents over. So the children with their family will be living an independent life. And the parents will have to go for social work, services and so on, which is known as Vanaprastha. But before Vanaprastha and after Brahmacharya, we have got about 25-30 years of Grihastha Ashrama, and all the details connected with the customs and rituals, acharas, to be performed by the wife, the husband, the children, the father and the mother. That those customs and rituals are explained in Grihya Sutra. The Grihya Sutra, is written by Baudhayana, is the oldest Grihya Sutra. Grihya Sutra written by Apastamba, Katyayana and Manava. Grihya Sutras are there. They are all of later origin by addition, deletion, modification and corrections. Now, our right from Vivaha, marriage, then Garbhadana, then Pumsavana, Simandonayana, Jata Karma, Namakarana, Annaprasana, Chudakarna, and Chaula. Before that comes Nishkramana, and then Upanayana, again Vivaha, all these aspects. So, the marriage, how to perform the marriage for different people belonging to different varnas. Some people may be in the varna of Brahmana, some people will be Kshatriya, some people will be Vaishya, and those who are doing other type of work are included in Shudra. So, the 4 varnas have got 4 systematic rules for performing the Vivaha. All the Vivaha or marriage based customs and rituals are explained in Griha Sutra. After that comes Garbhadhana. Garbhadhana is a procreation. And all the details connected with the good day, good time, good month, the health condition of the wife and the husband for giving birth for a child, all are explained and the medication needed, all these things are given in the Garbhadhana part of Griha Sutra. Then Simantonayana, Umsavana, these are all the customs and rituals to be followed by a pregnant mother, making her happy, comfortable, and giving no tension to her. These are all well documented in Griha Sutra and explain that whatever may be the mental and physical condition affecting the mother, that will be directly transferred to the child in the womb of the mother. The Abhimanyu effect and etc. explained here in Griha Sutra. The mother should continuously perform pujas, should chant kirtan, should listen to mantras. She should get up early morning and do some minimum exercises and should do many spiritual and religious activities, particularly for seeing that the baby in the womb should be mentally and physically healthy. This has been approved by the modern science also. The health condition of the mother will be directly affecting the health condition of the baby in the womb of the mother. So that is Garbhadhana, then Pumsavana, Simandonayana, everything comes. Then Jatakarma, after the birth, how to clean the baby, how to look at the time of birth, and how to write the Jataka, horoscope, etc. All these aspects are given in Jatakarma. Then comes Nishkramana. Nishkramana, taking the baby outside the house, showing the sun, showing the moon, showing the plants, showing the animals. These are all coming under Nishkramana. Then Chavula comes, the cutting the hair, new hair formed at the time of birth is to be removed completely. Removing the nail and all comes under Chavula. Then comes Annaprasana before that, or with that comes Namakarana, giving the name. By the parents together in presence of a priest, they will be giving the name for the baby. 2-3 type of names have to be given. One grandfather's or grandmother's name. A second name is directly connected with the nakshatra of the baby. Third name is the name which we will be calling and we will be officially utilizing. All these names are needed for a baby and it is known as the Namakarana ritual. Then Chudakarna, putting the ornaments in the ear. So many things are coming after that. Upanayana, all the 4 caste, Brahmana, Kshatriya, it is not caste, all the 4 Varna, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, all the 4 have got sacred thread, and the Shudras generally do not keep the sacred thread all the 24 hours. They need to keep only whenever it is needed. If the sacred thread is not there, they will be given Uttariya, taking a towel and making it around and putting across the shoulder, just like a sacred thread. Because the people belonging to Shudra, Varna, they are expected to do many manual work. And while doing the manual work, the sacred thread will become an obstacle for them, a hindrance for them, so that there is a chance of breaking the sacred thread. To avoid that, instead of sacred thread, whenever the Upanayana is performed or marriage is performed or housewarming ceremony is performed, the person is given an Uttariya made of a handkerchief or a towel. That is done. So Upanayana is there. After that, Utsarga Samaroha is there. Utsarga is there, which is also known as, which is also removal of the sacred thread every once in any year, so that the new thread will be put with the systematic rituals. Then comes again the marriage of the boy or the girl. Then the cycle continues like that. All these aspects are given in detail in the Griha Sutra. Griha Sutra is a part of Kalpa Sutra. Griha Sutra is also known as Griha Shastra. Kalpa Sutra is also known as Kalpa Shastra. Sutra, the word means the message is given in small lines. Sutra means thread, small line. Shastra means yat shasayate tad shastra. What is directing you, what is guiding you, what is instructing you, that one is known as shastra. So, Grihya Shastra you now could understand. And as a continuation, I can explain here that there are other Prayaschitta Vidhi in the Kalpa Shastra. When we perform different type of rituals, there can be the possibility, there can be the chance. There are chances of committing mistakes and errors. And if something we come to know that we have committed a mistake or some error occurred while performing the achara, we need not perform the whole achara once again or twice again, and we need not repeat the achara. Instead of that, we perform a prayaschitta. It is just like giving a fine. Fine, if you are not giving the tax in the correct time, you will have to give the fine for that. So like that, we can see the prayaschitta vidhi for every ritual that is recommended in Kalpa Shastra. If any error occurred while doing the annaprasana, namakarana, if any error occurred in nishkramana or garbhadana or pumsavana, simandonayana, there all prayaschitta vidhis are given. That is given as a part of Kalpa Shastra. Similarly, Sulpa Sutra comes as a part of Shravata Sutra, as a continuation of Shravata Sutra in the Kalpa Shastra. What is Sulpa Sutra? Pure Vedic geometry. It is given in Sulpa Sutra. Baudhayana Sulpa Sutra, Apastamba Sulpa Sutra, Khatyayana Sulpa Sutra, Manava Sulpa Sutra, I think it is not available now. But still, all the four Sulpa Sutras have been compiled by Indian National Science Academy, both transliterated version of the Sanskrit and translated version of Sanskrit. These are all available, published by Indian National Science Academy and also by Motilal Banarsidas. The Sulpa Sutra gives pure Vedic geometry. The Vedic geometry comes in the construction or building of Vedic altars, for the building of Yaga Kundas, how to perform the Ahavani Agni Kunda, it is a semicircle, and Garhavatya Agni, it is a square, and Dakshina Agni, it is a square within which circle is inscribed. Many trapezium shapes are there, many rhombus shapes are there, many squares are there, many rectangles are there, semicircle with the square is there. And you can see the whole Yagashala itself is trapezium in shape. And the Uttaragni Vedi is either circular or purely square in nature. Why this square, circular, triangle, rhombus, trapezium, these are all given? These are all the practical demonstration of the knowledge existed in India 3,000-4,000 years ago in the Vedic geometry. Remember that in Sulpa Sutra, the values are not given directly. It is given as n times the height of the yajamana, n times the diameter of the forefinger of the yajamana. Diameter is this one. It is known as one angula. Angula. It's 2600 times of the angula of yajamana means the yaga yajamana, the master of yaga, who performs yaga, he will be having different type. He will be having a finger. Sometimes it may be the diameter half an inch. Another fellow performing a yaga will be having a finger having 3/4 of an inch. There can be a yajamana who has got 5 feet height, somebody will be 6 feet height, and so on. What does it mean? So, for every yaga shala, for every yaga, The measurement is to be taken and the measurement is to be calculated for making rhombus circle, semicircle, triangle and so on. So Yagashala construction is entirely novel activity for every Yagas. Thus we have to remember that Shilpa Sutra gives Vedic geometry for performing the Yagas and Yajnas, and the measurements are directly linked with the height and other parameters of the Yaga Yajamana. So we have to remember Vedic geometry is connected with performing the Yagas and Yajnas. All the Vedic shapes, sizes are given in Shilpa Sutra. They are directly linked with the Shravata Sutra. They are part of the Kalpa Shastra. With these words, I would like to express my deepest gratitude. Thank you very much for the patient listening. You spread this message to everyone so that people will be knowing about ancient Indian scientific, logical and rational heritage. Thank you very much.